want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Slow down.
Well, hello.
Slow down.
Slow down. You move too fast.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. Where's yours?
Oh, hold on. Mine is.
Hi, Mike. Don Geronimo.
There I am. Hi. Here's the 411, as the kids like to say.
Yes. That would be the info.
Need the info now.
You heard that, hi, Joe, we're trying to run a high-energy Top 40 show today. You shouldn't be walking in right at the very beginning with the beverages. Should have been here. Man, we're on the air and rocking at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, really, we're on a clip today. We're on a pace today, man.
Brother, I mean, once we get past this opening salvo.
Yeah, brother.
It's going to be non-stop rock and roll.
Right, rock and roll.
And I'll tell you why. Because today's entire show. Hold on, let me get a beverage.
Yeah, you can't do this without a cool, refreshing
beverage.
Yeah,
let Don
wet his whistle. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's proper.
Ah.
This is one of those days.
I hope that wasn't arguably offensive to anybody.
I will tell you, this has been one of those days where I think you and I put in the hours today prior to showtime.
So here we go. We've had a lot of meetings with the lawyers, and you heard yesterday's show, and everybody knows the alleged state of Infinity Broadcasting now. Mm-hmm. Zero tolerance.
Right.
So I went to our manager today and presented the show.
Oh, good.
And it's all arguably offensive.
Oh, dear.
And I'm not really sure if yesterday's was okay. I know this. Yeah. They can't put on a rerun. Because they're afraid that anything that's in a rerun would now be arguably offensive. And, as requested, we have been granted a meeting with the Infinity lawyers on Monday morning.
Yeah, we're going to get an idea of what the blueprint is, what the rule book is, hopefully. We'll have some answers for you. And I should mention there may be changes afoot.
It sure does. Listen, and this is no BS. I could still use initials, right?
I think you can certainly say that.
There is every chance that the Don and Mike show, it's so funny to say it.
Yeah.
As you've known it, it could be gone.
Yeah, we have a responsibility to our listeners and to our management, but we have a responsibility to make a living for our families first.
And we're
going to do that.
Here's the deal. They want us to do the show, and we want to do a show.
Right.
But they want us to do a show with the thought that if at any time you say anything that could be, Infinity Broadcasting's words, arguably offensive.
Indecent.
No, arguably offensive.
Yeah, and I thought they said indecent in the memo.
You could be fired.
Right.
We would like to know what we can and can't say. If they say, and now the climate we're in right now, I can't even tell you the words. I can't even use the initials.
Yeah, it probably would be tough to have a discussion about the topic of what we can and cannot say, because that would be crossing the line.
It's Natalie. Here's another great one just heard. No initials.
Wow. Just now in your headphones?
Yeah, no initials.
Now, wait a minute. You really heard that?
No. That was before the show, though. I was told no initials.
But I think the one you used is fine.
BS is fine, but if you were referring to, there was a particular letter of the alphabet that we loved using.
Yes. I know, A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah, well.
Right, and the one that comes after that, right?
No. I'm talking about A, B, C.
Oh.
The word that starts with
my head's starting to hurt again.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can't call anybody a letter.
Oh, okay.
Meaning we can't say, if there was a guy on the phone, we couldn't say, hey, you M.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, mallet head.
Right.
If there was a woman, we couldn't say, hey, you.
Right. Exactly. I understand now.
And we used to assign letters to those words, and now we've been told that we can't even assign those letters to those words.
So that speaks to the whole situation. We're What we're doing today, I want to tell everybody, is not a protest in any way, shape,
no,
or form.
No, listen.
We're coming in here to have a good time today.
Yeah.
In the only way that we feel is safe, that we won't be fired.
Until we have our meeting, and we have a meeting scheduled on Monday with the corporate attorneys to get this thing ironed out.
And we've run all of this past our bosses, and it was their idea. You know, we got to be here somehow.
Right.
I said, well, if we're going to have to do just a regular a boring talk show with us being funny, let's decide that in the meeting on Monday.
Right. Until such time, we're kind of out there. And we were out there yesterday, too.
And
we didn't like being out there.
No. I went through every single segment, and even the ones with the mic impression today.
Mm-hmm.
When asked how the segment could go, I said, well, you know, Mike and I have a general idea, but, you know, we just start riffing. I don't know. Okay, well, that could be
offensive.
Arguably offensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everything today, we got to the part about the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, look at that.
Well, what about the news? Well, it's the news, but are you going to comment on the news?
Yeah. You
know, I mean, these are all serious questions, and they want us to come out here without a net mm-hmm. and do virtually what they want is the same show. Infinity has hired guys like us around the country to do, let's be honest, raunchy radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, funny, raunchy radio.
Raunchy, edgy.
That's what they want. And now all of a sudden, because of all this Janet Jackson stuff
right.
and us with the BS and everything, everything has changed.
And it has changed dramatically. I mean, we are talking about
mm-hmm.
not just us. We're talking about radio stations across the country
and
that are part of this particular company that have received the order from the very top. And, you know, nobody's come to us during this whole process and says, hey, you know, don't go crazy. No, they've said quite the opposite. They said,
nobody.
This is it. This is the law.
Nobody has come to us, and everybody's wondering, what's Stern going to do on Monday morning? Well, I wonder, too. But I think there's every chance that he won't say anything that needs to be dumped.
We'll see.
He'll just be yelling about the fact that they're censoring him. Until he either acquiesces
mm-hmm.
or says something and gets tossed off. Nobody has come to us, Mike's absolutely right, nobody's come to us behind the scenes at Infinity. The guys who hired us to do a shocking show,
right?
Even if it's a cartoon type, you know, everything's funny, and every once in a while we have various degrees of anger or humor on the show. Generally speaking, it's a frolicking, you know, freewheeling,
mm-hmm.
fancy free.
Yeah, we like to think what we, you know, you said it yesterday. I don't think we've ever been smut peddlers,
no.
And you know, we've had a good time, right?
However,
it's a different time.
Yeah. In 3 days,
it is a different
time. Everything has changed. Do you know that the show, I know this, the show that we did Tuesday would not be acceptable today. The stuff that we did last week, they're afraid to play now.
Right.
Our only option is until we talk to the lawyers and figure out, and we're not going anywhere. I want to tell you
that. We are not going anywhere. We're going to figure this out. We're going to do the best show we can.
Mm-hmm.
And if it means that we do a show that doesn't have sex and dirty talk, we're going to make them tell us that.
Right.
Because that's what they've hired us to do right now, is sex and dirty talk. And now they're saying no sex and no dirty talk.
And if they spell it out for us, and which is what we're hoping to accomplish on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be here. We're going to be here.
We'll be here.
There's a lot.
Either way, we'll be here.
I want to point out also, there's an awful lot to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're capable of doing a lot.
Yes.
And but the bottom line is, what we can't do is come in here with no reassurance.
Right.
And no one saying, hey, it's okay. And say, well, just use your best judgment. No, sorry.
The best judgment, right, Buzz, could get you fired.
Because
in this environment right now, who knows?
Yeah.
And the last thing that I'll tell you before we begin our presentation of some of our favorite hit music of all time.
And just out of curiosity, this music you're playing today, spanning the years, is it going to be the best mix?
Mike, it's, well, it's
whatever
all
we got.
It's
or is it Rob's apple crate?
No, Rob brought in his apple crate for some spice, and I brought in some stuff for spice. Otherwise, it's all the crap we always play.
And you said I'd be able to, would I really be able to go through the rack?
You go right, go right here, help yourself.
Look at that list.
Pick out whatever you like.
Appreciate it.
Because all we can figure out today is to just come in and be here and have fun
mm-hmm.
and play some records. We'll have the meeting with the boss on Monday, and then we'll make them tell us exactly what kind of show they want. Because if we don't, we're falling into a trap.
That's the way we look at it. And until somebody, as I said before, reassures us,
mm-hmm.
and this can go off to whoever might be listening, reassures us in writing, you know, we're not going to do it.
Because the only thing we got in writing is a thing that says if you say any of these words or now even use initials or you do anything that is sexual or excretory.
Arguably offensive.
If you do anything that's arguably offensive, you could be fired.
Right.
Jesus. So when faced with all that, I say, let's play the hit.
Don't you remember Michael Mirror?
Right. this out of the raspberries. Hope you're not arguably offended or tolerating your sensibilities with that go all the way.
What do you think of the name Don Geronimo?
All right, that's me. I always say I'm on the air also while feeling high and getting small. And thank you for both for listening and hello and standing by. My good friend who's picked out the next song.
And a great sandwich.
And there you go, right up to the drum beat. And yeah, no drum beat.
That's me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to reassure each and every one of you that we're not going anywhere. We're just playing some songs we'd like to play today. And we're going to be here until we're old and gray. Or maybe for another couple of weeks.
I don't know, but this is KC! You're next, Rob. Playing this on the radio, I would say something like, put the newspapers on the floor and get down. And you know, now I don't know, is that acceptable?
Oh, what the heck? Go for it.
Up next, our friend Rob.
He's excited.
Is your mic on there, buddy?
I think so, yes.
And
there's no need to call an exterminator, Don. This beetle's already dead.
I got my mind set. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. But it's gonna take money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's gonna take.
remind you back when we did the morning zoo and Buzz, when we worked at B96.
Yes, very much.
We'd just be waiting for the record to end.
Kind of, and on some occasions we'd be chomping at the bit.
Mm-hmm. To jump in.
I'm chomping.
And Rob, I'm with you on this choice, not only because it's the dead Beatle, but my man Jeff Lynn's on this.
Ah, yes.
And the video on this was sitting in a rocking chair.
Right, and they had a stunt double dancing. You know who loves this song?
Who?
My buddy Mike O'Mara.
Not. Mike hates that.
Well, you know.
Everybody gets one to start with. And then it's, an adult swim here.
Right.
And I'll go back to Pickett and you guys request it. But let's go to
Michael Elton as Buzz Burbank.
Sweet middle-of-the-road, non-offensive Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Working in Washington, D.C., no longer allowed in Indianapolis because, in the words of R. Dean Taylor, Indiana wants me, baby.
So you don't stop there, though. You broke the first rule. You don't go with a...
I would have brought my own music, but my good CDs are in the car my wife crashed into the other day.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
Buzz's favorite song.
R. Dean?
R. Dean Taylor. Name the label, boys.
I know you can't.
Rare Earth Records. That's it. We're playing records because we're meeting with the lawyers on Monday, and it's the Don and Mike Show. And listen, if you've got the phrase that pays is arguably offensive.
Arguably offensive is the phrase that pays today. What are they going to win?
Be the caller 100 right now at 877-365-3636. To win the Apple iPod.
Wow.
Yeah! And the free copy of iTunes from iTunes.com. So call 100 right now. We'll rock in a minute.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know why we're doing this today. If you want to, let us have some fun here. Dave Tompkins, Burlington, Vermont, Mike.
I love New England.
That's some content that didn't make the show today from Burlington, Vermont, incidentally.
Very good.
Dave wins the Apple iPod and a gift certificate to the iTunes Music Store with over 500,000 songs available. The iTunes Music Store, now time to evaluate the music collection. iTunes.com. It's the Don and Mike Show. I'm Don and he's Mike, and I selected this because I love this. The greatest intro, greatest B-side ever became a number one record. This is Steam. Caught you off guard. I'm an aficionado of this song, but right here, if I was the producer, this is where I'd go with a fade on it.
You would have dropped it out early?
Yeah.
But you think that would have influenced so many athletic contests over the years?
The drum sound is so great, though.
Yeah.
I know, but they mix all that great, queer stuff at the beginning that I love.
And I think it's overused in the stadiums around America when one team's winning and another's losing.
But, Mike, you have to play it now because you can't play the Gary Glitter song because, we can't talk about Gary Glitter.
That's right.
His checkered past?
Yeah. Hey, let's rock!
The Don and Mike Show. Music.
Chime time! 38 after.
So keep some always on the in a pretty cabinet. Mm. Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette.
Freddy's always ready. Mighty Freddy. The Killer Queen!
Mike Show on the day that we don't know what we're doing. We'll talk with the lawyers. You know, this is definitely too white. Let's inject some color into this. Let's go with a stereo jingle also. If you're a good disc jockey, you talk past this part.
Right. Of course you do.
You keep going right here. You keep saying, you were only on doing this because we're meeting with the lawyers Monday. Until then, let's groove. Fire on the Don and Mike Show. How are you in your separate room, Buzz?
I'm good today. I'm rocking.
I just said this to Mike and to Rob as we sat here in silence.
I told you to say it on the air because this is so true.
Really? Playing records. It's a lonely job.
Very lonely.
It's a lonely business.
Because the thing is, I'm always happiest playing records when I'm by myself. It reminds me when I first got into radio.
Yeah, it's a solitary thing. Yeah.
And now we're playing records, and it's not like when we did the morning zoo because we don't have any crazy bits coming up.
And we're all just standing around and looking at each other.
Waiting for the song to end. Well,
yeah.
Sing our names.
Don and Mike Show. Music.
And I want to say that this song comes without the endorsement of Mike.
Sorry. I just have to make my feelings known.
I'm all for that. I'm serious. Tom Jones.
Love is like candy on a shelf.
How can you not like Tom Jones?
It does. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself. Take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Love enough for two, more than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and there you're. Just help in my heart, your smile has opened up the door.
TJ! You're not down with that, Mike?
I like it now that it's over. I didn't like the beginning of it. It sounded like an old movie soundtrack.
Love it. Help yourself. Listen, Rob Spiewak, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Do you know the phrase that pays?
I think I do, Don.
What is it?
Arguably indecent?
The Don and Mike Show music.
That's it. And you'll call in to win our Malcolm in the Middle prize pack when we tell you to. Now here's some more British guys.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you? You didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me. Say we'll be together every day. What can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life.
Seattle, re-release, 70s, get all over again. Gotta get you into my life. Buzz, did you know that that song is Paul McCartney's tribute to marijuana?
I did not know that.
Rob, come on.
It's his first love song to marijuana.
I didn't know what I was
pretty. I didn't know that either.
Listen to the words, another road, or maybe I could find another kind of life. And then suddenly I see you. Did I tell you that I need you? What's that have to do with pot?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like it.
We shouldn't be talking about pot. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Claire, I heard you the previous 8,000 times.
Oh.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Switch to Singular Wireless and you'll get a wireless company that offers you and your family the best plans possible.
That's right, my friend. Only Singular Wireless has family talk, and Singular is the only place. Rollover.
Ah, you know the old rollover. Rollover plan is great because it allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to a year. You know what's really sad is that right now, this is a bit on our show.
Aha, yes it is.
Good one.
You know the old rollover, Dodd. The rollover plan is great because it allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to a year. God, big in a year.
Oh, I get it. Rollover. Very clever.
Right.
Just remember that singular. Am I allowed to say this is in the copy? With a C.
Yes, of course.
C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R. Check it out online, singular.com. Certain restrictions apply. See website for complete details. Singular is neato.
It is neato. I love Singular.
So why wait? Run screaming to your nearest Singular store.
Yeah.
Or go to www.singular.com for phones and features.
It's a great product, and we endorse it heartily.
That's Mike speaking. No, I like it too.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, so hi. So you're just getting in your car,
mm-hmm.
and you're wondering, where's my Don and Mike Show?
Yeah, what's with all the music you guys are playing today?
Here's exactly where we're at. To recap.
Holy
to recap.
God.
The show that we had planned today.
Uh-huh.
It was deemed arguably offensive.
Yes.
Until such time as we can come to an agreement with the company and the company, Infinity Broadcasting, can tell us what they'd like us to do,
mm-hmm.
we'd like to know what we can't do.
Right.
Let me put that a different way. We'd like to know what we can't do.
Yeah, that's it. We've got a meeting scheduled for Monday morning where we're going to sit down with all the powers that be,
mm-hmm.
get a blueprint, get a rule book, get a little idea of what we can and cannot do, and then we'll be back on Monday with whatever show we're going to bring to you. And, you know, be prepared. There probably are going to
be changes.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, because we read the memo, too, and we're just trying to do the best job we can, and the idea today was to come in and have a little fun, and that's what we've been doing for the last hour, and that's what we're going to do for the rest of the show.
Well, you see, the climate has changed, my friends. Mm-hmm. The climate has changed in the last 48 hours. What we did on Tuesday's show would not be acceptable today. The reason that we're on today just playing records and not doing a regular show that would just bore you to tears, by regular I mean taking out anything that could be arguably offensive.
Right.
They couldn't even put on a best of because the company is now afraid that anything that they've archived
mm-hmm.
that to play for best ofs
right.
might not meet whatever the new standard is.
When the rules were different. And what we're going to do on Monday is get an idea of what the rules are
mm-hmm.
as they're developing on the fly here.
Now, as we are trying to just get through this day, we're just having fun playing some of our records. Mm-hmm. It's not a protest.
Yes, some of the ones you like, some of the ones I like, some of the ones Rob and Buzz likes. You know, we're playing a lot of music today.
The deal is that we could come and do the talk show,
mm-hmm.
but it would end up just being a rehash of yesterday with everything that we can't say.
Yeah.
And since yesterday, there have been more restrictions put on us as to what we can and cannot say.
So we've done that.
And they hired us. Listen, they hired us to do a job. They hired us to be raunchy, gross, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say, go ahead and be funny, but without being gross and without being raunchy. And even to that, we've said, okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine with that. Just tell us what you don't want us to do.
Right. But what's gross?
If you take
out the obvious, still there's gross.
Mm-hmm. We want to get the guidelines straight, and we weren't comfortable coming in here without doing what we're doing today. And I think we're having a good time. We hope you're having a good time, too, because that was the idea.
Enjoy. Because one thing is for sure, if we had come in today and said something, played a sound effect,
mm-hmm.
said something repeatedly
right.
that didn't go over the right way,
mm-hmm.
It's very simple. Ass out the door.
See you later.
That's it. And it's not as easy as just picking up and going to the next radio station.
Yes, and that's bottom out the door, Don.
Yes. What did I say?
Ass out the door.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Sorry.
You're right. And then, you know, it's sad. I'm sad to say
mm-hmm.
that's a change.
Yeah.
Be conscious
that we're gonna have to make. So mm-hmm. see how boring and depressed we'd be. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least if we had a guidance from the company, if they said no more TNA, no more excrement stuff, none of that. No sex, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At least that would be a direction.
We we'll be able to deal with that.
That was the direction we got a couple of days ago, and now that's not okay.
Yeah, well, we got to find out, and we're going to find out Monday.
Very good.
So,
and everybody's finding out, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we taking a big caravan downtown?
Yes, we're all going to see the lawyers.
Yay!
A field trip.
We're all going to see the lawyers. And
let's get a bus.
We're all bringing representative samples of our... See, now I...
Yeah. We got to get
back lunches, Don.
We have to. We actually have to start playing the music again.
Right. Okay. So anyway, my friend Mike picked the next song.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you that we are playing for a prize now. If you are the 100th caller, Mike, do you remember the phrase that pays?
Yes, Don.
What is it?
Arguably indecent.
Yeah. That's it. Be the caller.
WJFK. Oh, that shouldn't have gotten in.
Don and my music. WJFK.
Hold on. Where's one without the WJFK?
The Don and Mike Show music.
Yeah, that's right. This is the one I picked for you and yours, ladies and gentlemen. It's not Friday night, no, it's Saturday night. You gotta wait 24 hours. But when you do, you're gonna have a fantastic time.
He's
and I urge
caller.
You to go to Brady.
Would you just...
That's not indecent.
You just got a plug in for your restaurant. Caller 100 now. Belly full of beer. And I hear he's the second artist we've had on the show today who's lightened his loafers.
Yeah, and I believe I requested both of them.
Fred Mercury, Elton John,
I don't know
requested
what that,
by Mike.
I don't know what that says about me.
Meanwhile, me?
Yeah.
You know where I'm at. I'm down with the brothers.
Yeah, me too. I like this one.
Bob Bodenchance from D.C. wins the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the final episode of Sex and the City ever this Sunday. 8 o'clock, 1 hour countdown to the finale. Only on HBO. And now, man that we met. And I told him he was wearing a shower curtain and he laughed.
He likes you.
Right. Stevie Wonder.
People.
Favorite color, corduroy.
Keep on learning.
Never a bad seat in the movies.
Soldier. Keep on.
It's a visual thing. Would you do your Stevie Wonder thing, though? Thanks.
That was for you.
Thank you, Mike.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
I can't tell you how many program directors called me up immediately after this. I said, don't talk after he starts talking, but I always did.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
You know, you can jump in. I mean, do you want to talk when he's talking?
No, I thought you were doing your thing.
Oh, I was, but you could jump in.
You want to start it again?
Small, got overdrive, just won't stall.
You want a shot of that one?
Well, yeah, I liked what you did. I just pulled away because I used to do that all the time. You forgot. That was always my single. We were done. I'd move the microphone. Like,
okay, I didn't know if you wanted. You want a shot at it?
Yeah, I'll try this.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's
the music.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Ah, you can get your corn and all your good stuff for your barbecue at your local Safeway in Rocket.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm
Thank you.
Say I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model
Buzz?
A body makes
yeah.
it look like a...
Sure. Sure.
Uses them all.
Okay. Buzz is going to try it, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
I mean, we have to, you know, we can't be totally normal.
The Don and Mike Show music.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Grown men getting paid to do what you can do on your home computer. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I blew it.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with Ford and Lincoln's were set in the face? That story is true.
It's a good thing I don't do this for a living, huh?
Oh,
good.
What was that thing? Grown men what? Doing what you could do, getting paid to do what you could do on your home computer.
You mean playing music?
Yeah.
My pappy said, "Son's gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
For a second, but you just gotta get the cadence going. You gotta think, I'm gonna just keep going until I run out of stuff. Arguably offensive. I'm looking at Mike. There's a clock, a picture of Elvis. Here's Commander Cody.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns?
It ain't tough like that.
It's just disjointed crap.
I was driving that.
As long as you end up with Commander Cody.
You know, though, can you stop it again, please? Because what I think you really are, and I'm giving it to you. Yeah, that was you said Commander Cody, and that was it. You should have left it at that.
Stopped it there.
That's good, because then it really is the beginning of the song. You know, that's the beginning of the story, and that's for quite some long time,
all you knew
is what I've told you.
Don and Mike Show, use.
My pappy said, "Son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
For the kids that might not have heard this song, I want them to hear the whole story.
Oh, the story of the race?
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body must look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and used them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up a great fine hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, "Boys, it's a mark for me." By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Mounted up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, "Slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like that." Took a corner, a sideswipe the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. They had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, "Look out, boys, I got a license to fly." And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking me down as if she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. He said, "Son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Lincoln. Hey, always good to have the general manager come in the middle of the show. Thanks for coming. I call him a name. You know, we're not into that whole thing now. Now, this is my choice. This reminds me of a hot day in D.C., driving around about 1,000 degrees. Smells like people. There's a floater.
And my name is Remy. Now, I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a...
Hey, Mike, you just missed Alan coming in.
Yeah, I saw him in the hallway. I saw him in the hallway. Did you stop the song?
Yeah, but, well, I thought you were coming in because... Yeah, I thought you were going out to take a break.
Yeah, I went down to visit the facilities.
Okay.
And that's all I can say about that. I would have kind of given you more detail, but, you know.
Oh, I got
can't
you.
Do that.
Yeah. Something came out.
Yeah.
Something come. He come
yeah, I saw
something.
Him, too. We're all set for a Monday.
Very good. Great. Well, then, having said that.
The Don and Mike Show Music.
This has been a perfect one. I just stopped it because you walked in, didn't know if you wanted to talk about Alan or not.
No, but I do want to talk about those hot days in the city.
Donnie, and my sign is Virgo.
Aquarius. And my name is Ralph.
Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me.
Summer when that song was out.
That is a beautiful song.
And you were just in the men's room.
I was.
Name of that song is Float On, though.
Float On.
That's good. Well, that's relevant. Float On. Then it goes all the way. And Buzz, what is your sign, incidentally?
My sign is Libra.
Libra?
Like Larry.
Like and Robbie?
Well, Pisces.
Pisces. John and Mike show you music.
Mike?
Cancer.
Mike?
Yeah?
I find cancer to be arguably offensive.
You think so?
I'm going to suspend you for the next 3 minutes and 22 seconds.
I'll see you when I come back.
Well, another great chat with our lawyers. Pass the song. Robert Knight, now here's you two.
Keeping love when they go. I went away just when you
Does that song kick Heine?
I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
That kicks bottom.
Yeah, for sure.
That kicks you right there.
That's good. I don't think that was repetitive.
At you too. Everlasting Love, Don and Mike Show. And it's 26 after 4 on the East Coast. It's 124 on the West Coast. 426. 426
mm-hmm.
East Coast. 126 West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that right now. Very good.
AM.
Everybody, I will say that everybody in the building, everybody here today, right here where we broadcast from, very excited about our little show today, having a very good time.
Something different for Friday.
Yeah.
I'm glad that gets you excited. Good. No, well, I'm glad that they're happy.
Uh-huh.
You know, the thing is, they're happy.
It's a question of making people happy.
Right.
The management, I don't care that they're happy.
Right.
I want to make sure that our listeners are happy, and I'm glad
that's
that the
right.
people in the station appreciate that we're, you know, there's some type of music or entertainment being played. Alan came in, just mm-hmm. you know, we do uh-huh. have the meeting on Monday
yes.
yeah, we're with the lawyers at 11,
uh-huh.
and then you'll get whatever type of Don and Mike show you get on Monday
right.
at 3 o'clock. That's 12 noon West Coast, 3 o'clock East Coast on Monday.
You're having a little trouble with the math on that now.
Well, because I we're doing a top 40 thing.
Got to think about
and
it.
And I'm doing the
time check.
Because
yes.
we
have
Don
and Mike Show.
That chime, is that messing you up at all?
The chime is for time.
Chime time, 427, 127 on the West Coast.
There you go. When we come back, more of this. Frankly, we would go to the phones. We see the phones are throbbing.
My God, have they been throbbing.
Yes, they have.
We simply, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. We appreciate the fact you're calling the show.
And listening.
We can't take the chance to put you on the air.
Not today. Too scary.
Even with a delay, we still can't take the chance because you might say something that somebody finds arguably offensive.
And that is the phrase that pays today also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Stand by to win the Malcolm in the Middle digital camera.
Well.
And the Malcolm in the Middle prize pack.
Yeah.
That's right. Friday here on your home time, on your hometown, good time.
Oldies, no.
No, it's not
we're playing all, we got to play something really contemporary, too.
Well, here's, I'll give you this. How about, during this commercial set, we all go to our cars, and we all get whatever it is. Do you have anything you're listening to in your car right now?
It's all at home now. It's all at home, all the contemporary stuff. I would love to hear Outkast.
I'm sure we got. You want
you
hey,
have
yeah?
that?
God, that's so overplayed.
I know it's
but
overplayed,
it,
but I like it.
All right,
and
mm-hmm.
all my friends like it. So.
All right, sure. You got anything in your car, Buzz?
Yes, but the guys at the body shop are listening to it.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, you know that was Buzz's DJ joke earlier today.
That's
that
right.
Buzz finally mentioned the fact that he's very mad at. Oh, you've gotten over the very mad part.
Yeah, I'm not as mad as I
your
used
wife
to
wrecked
be.
The car.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
while you were in it.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Well, then here's what we'll do. We'll get Outkast for you.
Okay.
And I've got something in my car. I've got two or three bands that I'm digging on right now.
Did we determine whether or not Marcia hitting Buzz was intentional?
Oh, he didn't ask. Were you in the car or outside of the car?
Police are still looking into it.
Okay. Were you in or out of the car?
I was in the car.
Guys!
On the passenger side? No, driver's side.
God.
I was driving my car. She was driving her car.
This is superfluous chatter.
You're
right. We should be playing music.
429 East Coast, 129 West Coast.
Oh, I just wanted to find out what happened, Don.
Well, go ask him.
Hey, Buzz, what happened?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, all right, we're back doing this thing now.
Don't you run in the Mike O'Meara, Beware, Charlie Broy Hill, Archer, the Don and Mike Show, you see.
Wow. And we've been playing a lot of our favorite oldies today because yeah. What are we going to do until we find out Monday what they want to do with us?
Right.
So, let's see. From today's hit music.
Today's hit music.
I got two things in my car. One old, it's interesting to have the time to go to the car and see what I've got in the CD thing to
right.
play.
See what you're listening to.
Two new things. One thing that's a remake and an old thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, Buzz's car is his wife wrecked his car.
Yeah. Right.
Mike, you don't have your stuff with you, but the song you wanted, did you have that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I've got Outkast.
You got Outkast?
You gonna put it in there now?
You want it now?
You put it, well, how about the... let me start with this, because I got two new ones.
Oh, very good.
And then we can put Outkast in the middle.
From a variety of different music sources.
Well, one of mine is black and one of mine is white.
Okay. Country?
No, I couldn't find the Kenny Chesney thing.
Okay, all right.
My white guys are not Kenny Chesney.
Okay, gotcha.
They're other guys.
All right, well, now I'm done with anticipation.
All this talking about race,
mm-hmm.
arguably offensive.
Yes, it is, of course.
Arguably offensive.
The Don and Mike Show, use.
And this is it. This is probably my favorite song that's out right now. This is called This Love, and this is a band called Maroon 5. I'm serious. The song kicks a little ass. You got to give it a second. It's got all the stuff I like. It's got a nice hook. It's got the instrumental bridge. Got the horn. It's good.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes. The chaos that controlled my mind. Whispered goodbye. She got on a plane, never to return again. Always in my heart. Tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game, pretending to feel the same, turn around and leave again.
That's the one I'm listening to endlessly right now. Maroon 5. And This Love. The song that Mike is listening to in his car the most.
Don and Mike Show.
444 on the East Coast, 144 on the West Coast. You want to try this one?
No, you go ahead. I think it's best left in your hands.
Well, if you go to the album version, you get this. It's the number one song in America.
One,
kid.
Two, three, go! Yeah.
Thank God for mom and dad for sticking through together, 'cause we don't know how.
radio.
Yeah, I don't want to give me a chance.
Is listening to
B-O-I.
Oh, yeah, the big boy.
Boy.
Big boy.
Boy.
Hey, boy.
Right.
Hey, boy. Well, time for one that's all me. What would happen if a Boston sound-alike group, the band Boston, a real sound-alike, did my favorite ABBA song, Waterloo?
Oh, me.
I give that to you now.
Mama!
You like this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. Good job.
they show you that they can actually sing. See? Yeah, there he goes. Into that old...
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big finish. Oh, yeah.
So I got me a radio station. Well, I do. We got a radio station today.
Yeah, we do.
I play that, and then I...
The Don and Mike Show. Use music.
I play this. Just because Bob Welch kicks ass. Kicks behind. Kicks bottom. Your precious love. God, we can't say anything, can we? But you get my vibe here. This is my type of music here. Upbeat, overproduced.
Yeah, it's good.
Kind of queer. In a good way.
Yeah.
I bought both of them. That's Bob Welch on the Don and Mike Show. And we have the phrase that pays. Buzz?
Yes.
Friend Buzz, what is the phrase that pays?
Arguably indecent.
Caller 100 right now. Dig this, Daddy-O. Mm-hmm. Win a Malcolm in the Middle grand prize birthday gift.
That sounded a little bit like Jeremy Piven, but...
Oh, that's the only thing that would make this better.
A $400 American Express gift card, $300 gift certificate to Party City, $175 for an online cake, and $200 worth of pizza from Pizza Hut.
Yeah!
What was that, Rob?
Pizza, yeah!
Yeah.
Music.
That's all courtesy Malcolm in the Middle. Watch the 100th episode of Malcolm in the Middle Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on Fox. Win the grand prize, the Malcolm in the Middle prize pack with your caller 100 right now. Good luck, Hoss and Joe.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Audi 505 East Coast, 105 West Coast. 205 West Coast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What am I going to do if we have to, like, do a regular radio show again? You got to remember all this stuff.
Time.
Here is why we are doing this today. Not out of protest. We're playing songs that we like and oldies and
having
doing,
a good time today.
Doing
music radio.
Much more music.
The way it should be done. Because the lawyers can't tell us what to do. We were told today's show that we had planned.
Right.
And I had a meeting, a phone conference, where outlined everything we were going to do on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was deemed arguably offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're doing this, and we're having a meeting with the lawyers on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to come back on Monday and do a different show that we're doing today.
I'm guessing it's going to be a lot. Well, we're not going to play music on Monday.
We're
I hope.
Music.
I hope that
music.
We're, that we're back doing our old show, but something tells me that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Related to all of this, Infinity on station KROQ, K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Has told their morning disc jockeys, I'm reading this off the news now,
yes.
Told their morning disc jockeys to stop doing their bit called Sex You, which was a weekly bit that they did on the show because of zero tolerance.
Right.
Also, the stations that Infinity owns in Los Angeles, the news stations, are being told that they can't do any live news reports because they don't have delays.
Oh, wow.
God. Yep. And then this from RadioOnRecords.com, where they're talking about the memo that we originally got a couple of days ago, which is why we're doing the show like this now.
The memo that followed up the conference call with all of the general managers and program directors.
Right? Let me see, saying that blah blah blah. That here's what Infinity said: no Infinity station or employee can afford to take any risks
right
in this area. An Infinity spokesperson today, remember this is the memo we read you yesterday that said anything that is said by, and the problem in this is only for disc jockeys who do what Mike and I do,
mm-hmm.
what Stern does, what Ron and Fez do, what Steve Dahl does, to the 180 radio stations that Infinity owns, to like 175 of them, this new directive means nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because of their content, right?
Because they've never had a problem with it.
Right.
Arguably offensive. Mm. That's what we're saying. That's what they want. That's
the phrase that pays today is arguably indecent.
That's right.
Oh, arguably indecent. Or did I say offensive? Which is it that they don't like?
Arguably indecent.
That was what the memo said.
Here is what an Infinity spokesman told Radio and Records today about the memorandum. Quote, "It is simply a reiteration of existing company policy and not a huge sweeping change in the company's ways of preventing potentially indecent material from making its way under the airwaves. This was not an announcement of a new policy," the spokesperson said.
Well, I'll tell you this. If it wasn't, what it was a policy that existed that they decided to yell very loudly about. Yes.
Listen, let's be honest. If this is like our... Well, we'll have a chance Monday to get on and tell you what's going on.
Right.
They're totally not backing the shows that they wanted to come in and bring ratings and revenue to this company. For the whole 12 years we've worked here,
mm-hmm.
Infinity Broadcasting has stood behind
mm-hmm.
the guys that do the type of shows that we do. And there's not a lot of us. I mean, I know you think talk radio is everywhere.
Yeah, and what we're doing today with playing the music and having the meeting on Monday, if that is the policy where they're not going to, you know, where they're going to say, you know, arguably indecent is what we're being judged by,
right.
And we're not going to be able to do the same kind of show that we've done. If that's the case, we will do that, but we want it spelled out for us. We want to know what the parameters are, and if the answers are in gray areas, as we've been told, then the fact of the matter is we're not going to leave ourselves exposed for this.
Right. For the last time, as we said yesterday, to summarize this the best, so you know where we're coming from, our company, Infinity Broadcasting, has told us they have a zero-tolerance policy
right.
on arguably indecent, arguably offensive material.
Right.
Yet, there is no set guideline mm-hmm. by Congress, by the FCC, or by Infinity Broadcasting as to exactly what is offensive.
We're going to try to get some answers on Monday, mm-hmm. and we're going to do a show on Monday
mm-hmm.
that will be based on the answers that we get.
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you, we're here for the next 5 years. We got a deal. We're not going anywhere. We love radio.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike show that you heard yesterday and last week, it might be gone forever.
Yeah, we don't know. We really don't know. But I will tell you this, that no matter what happens, what Don said is true. We are here and we are going to...
You know, listen.
We are dying to entertain you.
If we have to, we can be funny without using fart sound effects. But nothing's funnier.
Of course.
Than that.
Mm. But, you know, in this climate, with our company doing what it's doing right now, and it is not like it's ever been...
We both feel the same way. Let's see if there's a double standard
mm-hmm.
when the industry standard, Howard comes on the air Monday morning.
Howard is the gold standard. He always has been, and we're going to see what he has to
say. We were given a list of words yesterday that we couldn't use on the air. words that we've been using and have been encouraged to use, and that we use not only in our regular dialogue with you, our listeners, but that we have tapes, clips out of movies.
Right.
We've been told these are words we can't use anymore. And furthermore, you can't even refer to the word by using the letter.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, and I'm going to use a letter that doesn't have body part. Wow, that woman has a beautiful Z.
Or we can't say Q U. You know, you know what I mean? We can't do that.
All those things gone.
So I mean, all this is
the climate we're in right now.
And this is not true from our company. This is not an announcement of a new policy.
You know, technically, they might be able to go back and find a memo that was said. The bottom line is there were 180 GMs and program directors that were read the Riot Act. You know, this week, and that's what this new situation results in. Whether they had a policy. They didn't grab these guys and you know, get them all on a phone line and scream at them.
And for the last time, we've said, just tell us what the policy is.
Right.
Tell, you know, besides the seven words, tell us what's okay. Because the feeling that I've gotten, and Mike's gotten, we've both talked to the lawyers, is that everything that we used to do is no longer okay.
And there's a bigger feeling than this, and I think it's important we share this with our listeners. There's a feeling on our part that with this show and other shows, but really with this show, with the recent history and everything that we've gone through with the suspension, that we might be made to be an example. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to give them that opportunity.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, because what they've said is, yes, we have a zero tolerance policy. Now go out there and wow us.
Yeah.
Do some crazy, shocking radio that will bring in big ratings and big revenue. But, oh, yes, don't do anything that's arguably indecent or arguably offensive.
Well,
that don't work.
We've got our game plans. We've got them in place.
Right.
And so, we're going to have a sit down on Monday. So, you know, we'll let you know.
Rather than not come to work today,
mm-hmm.
you know, we didn't want that. One option to show you just how incredibly screwed up this company is. One option would they could be take us off today and put a tape on.
Right.
They've done that before.
Sure.
Well, the problem now is that the material that they have archived no longer can air because there are segments of that are arguably offensive or indecent.
And here's where the problem lies more than any other media in the world right now. We're talking live.
And
we're live every single day.
And I heard from somebody to expect the standards that they are going to hold us to be tighter than what you see on network television in prime time.
Wow.
Meaning that they can get away with more on According to Jim.
Absolutely.
Than we're going to be able to get away with on our show. And they've hired us to be crazy, sophomoric, mm-hmm, you know, right. Animal House type guys.
Right, exactly. So that's what we're dealing with, and that's why we're doing what we're doing today, and we will let you know Monday. Yeah. But the bottom line is we will be here Monday, and we will be doing a show for you.
It might not be the same. Whatever it is, I promise you, we'll try to make it as good as we can.
Right? Absolutely.
Even if we have to, you know, well, and I think it's already apparent.
Mm-hmm.
All of the, unless they tell us different, all the dirty stuff is gone.
We'll have an entertaining program on Monday.
Yeah,
sure we will.
We'll let you know
because we love radio and we love what we're doing, and you know we're not so weak as to let this thing knock us down. We're gonna hang in there. But
that's right.
With that said, I'm gonna tell everybody we're also not going to be made examples of.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know what Mel said about the company overall. We say that about this show also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we aren't going to be the poster boys for this for this new policy.
We're not going to be set up for this where they say, listen, don't do anything that could get you in trouble. Now go out there. And, you know, make some noise.
No way, guys. It doesn't work that way.
Make some hay. How about this? How about somebody from Infinity contact us to say, we got your back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, nobody's even, I'll just be honest, nobody's come behind the scenes to say to Mike or I, or as far as I know, anybody that does this genre of radio.
Hey, and it's going to take more now than saying that they've got our back. Yeah.
But nobody has said, listen, we've supported this for you know, however many years, starting with Stern and then Imus and us and everybody else. We've always supported it. Lie low, be cool, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've not heard that. What we've heard is from a nurturing, and I hate to use that because it sounds so positive, but for the last 12 years, it has been kind of a nurturing, even though there's been problems with censorship. It's always been First Amendment. If it's funny, it gets on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it's, we don't care if it's funny, we don't care if it's entertaining, we care that we're not going to get in trouble by the feds.
That's right. The main thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at.
That's job one.
So having said that, Mike, let's congratulate Dave Conlon.
Hey, Dave.
Listening to the show in Hanover, PA.
He's won the Malcolm in the Middle Grand Prize. He's won the $400 American Express gift card, the $300 gift certificate to the Party City. Oh, sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show. Use.
515, 215, West Coast. Also, $175 gift certificate to an online cake store. $200 for Pizza Hut. Watch Malcolm in the Middle, 100th episode Sunday night on Fox. Now on the Don and Mike Show, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Morrison and the Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise yesterday? Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she did? What was that promise that you made?
Something out of the Don and Mike Show. As you're listening around the country, all your program directors, you're hearing this music and this upbeat presentation of, you know, a top 40. If me and Mike get fired, let me just say, well, let me just say that we are available. Yeah. We're available to do this.
We were doing this a long, long time ago. That's what we started out doing together.
All the songs, the other stations forgot. The Don and Mike Show, even the FCC likes it.
I never can. Goodbye. No, 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 I never can say goodbye. Every time I think I've had enough, I'm not heading for the door. There's a very strange vibration pissing me right to the core. If there's turn around, you
you this before. One time when I played that on the radio, when I was playing records, playing the 33 instead of 45, and I told everybody it was Clifton Davis. Remember, he was a guy, I think, on the show, That's My Mama?
Yes.
Well, because if you played it slow, it went...
Right. Never can say goodbye.
I knew you couldn't get through a show without playing Huey Lewis either.
Well, I thought you liked him too.
I do.
And here he is. You like him, Buzz?
I love Huey Lewis in the news.
I've been phoning.
Very nice, Buzz. You hit it. Video, there was always some chick with a very attractive body.
I liked you when you edited yourself while your mouth was still open.
I'm trying.
And
This was for you. Now, you wanted something besides Huey Lewis.
Yeah, just a little meaner than Huey Lewis.
And this guy's pretty mean.
Uh-huh.
He was in Edgar Winter, right? He wasn't like Dan Hartman. It's Rick Derringer.
Rain.
drive you. Man, Don and Mike show on the day before, and it might all change. That's Rick Derringer. Wow.
Don and Mike show music.
And me, I love a good song about cannibalism. It is, really. By the Boys in Sympathy. They spelled it like buoys.
The buoys.
Like the buoys you see out of the bay on the Don and Mike show. Hey, boy.
Boy, buoy. I mean, my God.
That's for you, Buzz. You love that one, right?
Donner, party of five. Donner, party of four.
Timothy tastes like chicken. Don and Mike show. Maybe the last show before the new show.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway, the greatest dance of your weekend of the hometown of the... Whatever.
You know, I like it because it's all over the place, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
it really
over.
Is.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what's fun.
We're not. You can't exactly pigeonhole what we're doing today.
Maybe Infinity Broadcasting will figure out. Hey, you know, these guys might know what they're doing. Maybe we should just allow these guys to do the show with the good common sense that they've shown for the last 12 years.
That's funny, Don. Now you're making me laugh.
Well, job done. We'll be back with some of the worst and some of the greatest.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Of all time. No, really, that will.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah. Regionally, coast to coast on Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike. Do we have to tell you again what's happening?
I don't think so.
There's a lot of people apparently that are calling in and are saying what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a protest.
I guess a lot of people that just got off work that didn't hear. We're not protesting. We're having some fun today. But we are working within the parameters that we have to work with.
Right. Arguably offensive, arguably indecent.
Mm-hmm.
That's you've heard it before. We have our meeting with the lawyers on Monday, mm-hmm. at which time we'll be told, either they'll tell us what type of show we can do or what type of show we can't do.
Exactly. And then we'll come back in on Monday with another show for you.
Right now it's all up in the air.
And I
was just answering the phones. We shouldn't do this. I will. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I just want to put something in perspective. It's like if my wife and I or your wife...
Right there. This is why we can't take calls.
You tried.
The guy... Let me just tell you also. The guy didn't say anything... Dirty.
No, right.
The guy called up and said, hey, Don, I got a thought on what's going on with you guys. Mm-hmm. It's like if you're in a relationship. It's like if I was...
And at that point, we couldn't
hear
what he said.
Because he simply said that he wanted to fulfill his marital obligations
with his
wife. But he didn't even say it in a bad, nasty way.
Not at all. No, not at all. But that's why we're not going to the phones today. Can't take the risk.
So until then.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Here's the
543.
Hey.
How you doing out
there? I'm fine.
You ever seen one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case?
Today?
All the way down to your best girlfriend.
General manager?
Sure.
Well, owner?
I used to have them just about all the time.
Program director?
But I found a way to get out of it.
What'd you do?
What'd you do? Hey, what'd you do?
Tell you about it.
On Monday, hopefully you will be listening to our show on Monday at this time.
You will. We command you to do that.
You will. Now, what type of show it's going to be, we don't know.
We're probably not going to be playing music.
It'll be a good show, Don.
Well, if we're playing music, then we've taken a trip back in time 15 years. Although, I had a conversation with somebody today about our show. They pointed out 15 years ago,
right,
you guys did a funny show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in 1985, 1986, they said
we did.
That show would still be funny today. That person is the general manager. But he's a moron. Leave it.
Thank you.
Mike Show on the last day before the first day. We played that song when that was out when we did our morning zoo.
Yeah, we did.
That's Animotion. You're still sick of it?
Yeah, I am.
Do you remember the girl who her husband was?
No, I don't remember.
And, gosh, we used to make fun of his name, imagine. Richard Marx.
Richard Marx. I remember a story about him sitting by a pool.
Yeah. Oh, another day, another time. Oh, who's your favorite?
Don Geronimo, you say.
This one's for me.
Ah, your personal choice.
You know I love the Beach Boys.
Cut by the Beach Boys?
It was on Capitol Records. It was a mid-chart, but it's my favorite.
Very good.
And it's always in my car. In my car, always.
Always.
The Beach Boys, because always when it comes on, I always, even though I never worked at this radio station,
mm-hmm.
when it comes on in my car, I always do this. KFRC. Because that's what disc jockeys do.
Sure.
This is what disc jockeys used to do.
And we are DJs, first and foremost.
What a great intro that was, because, you know, playing records, that's when you could just, you would say anything like, so I said, how about your daughter, huh? KHJ. Like, you pretty much throw in anything, and I'll just get the call letters if you're set. Mike has made our next selection.
Yeah, and I might change it, too, during the break. We'll see what happens.
That's cool. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636 to win the digital camera from Malcolm in the Middle. Buzz, how are you holding up in all this?
I'm arguably decent.
Good for you, Buzz. This is the point of the show normally where we'd be going to Buzz's news and comment.
Right.
You'll be glad to know that at the meeting on Monday, we're all going,
mm-hmm.
and Buzz will be bringing his news and comment as well.
Yes.
An average day, today, Monday, whatever it is.
Right.
To find out exactly what is acceptable.
Show it to them. Ask them what they'd do.
So say, what do you guys think?
Right.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's the meeting on Monday.
I think we go into that meeting with a spirit of fun,
and we will
have a good time.
And can I? Of course, I guess that you can't spell fun without fu.
Right.
We'll be right back. Be the 100th caller. Oh, that was shocking.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Well, if you just get in the car and you're expecting to hear the regular Don and Mike Show, it's gone.
Yeah.
A form of it will be back on Monday after we have our meeting with the lawyers,
and we're excited about that.
Yeah. And we have a caller 100 right now. Here we go.
Michael, music.
The
Dynamite Show, and Mike, congratulate John Miller, Spokane, Washington.
Is this the song I wanted?
No.
Hold on.
That's not the song I want.
Don't worry, we'll fix it in the editing.
But it was the wrong cut.
You'll need to hit the again.
You
sorry,
know,
Mike.
So excited.
Hold on, I'll give you the same running start. Same way. Same stuff. Come on, this happens.
I know, I understand.
If we have to go back to this, we'll hone it and refine it.
Thank you.
Time for a caller. 100, and then I say, who's my buddy?
Hold on.
who's my buddy?
Michael Miller. Music.
All right, give me one more shot at it.
All right, we're going to take it from the top. I was waiting for the song.
One more shot at it.
This will be the good one.
All right, this is take three.
We're rolling.
Good one.
We did used to do this for a living all the time.
We did this.
Talk over these jingles and stuff. So we'll be back Monday, and it might not be the same show, but we hope you listen, because we're stuck here for 5 years. And let me just ask, who's my best buddy, huh?
Michael Miller Music.
The Dynamite Show would like to congratulate John Miller of Spokane, Washington. John gets a digital camera courtesy of Malcolm in the Middle. Watch the 100th episode of Malcolm in the Middle this Sunday starting at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on the fabulous Fox Network. Can I go longer?
Well, it's an instrumental.
Guess where I'm going tonight. No, I'm kidding. Kidding, of course.
Thomas is good. You know what? May I help?
Yeah, go right ahead.
What, Ed?
I'm going to say it's a shame he didn't win that other prize. He could pick up the pizzas.
See you tonight at Brady's.
Thank you. That's it. Enough said. Thank you.
Tonight. My show. No affiliation with Tom. Or James. Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
Shocking. Arguably indecent. Sorry. Very sorry. Apology. Apology.
You know what I think of that white band?
What's that?
Average.
Hey!
John and Mike Show, use
the music. Okay. You can play this song, but we can't say the body part. Welcome to Infinity 2004.
Take me down.
the Taliban beards. There they are.
What do you think of the name Don Geronimo?
Well,
Don Geronimo, you say.
Oh, yeah. This is my vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else has got the high energy thing going. Not me.
Rob, get close to me, please.
I've got news for you. Today, we're here doing the show, but it could be the end of one career or the beginning of another career.
Yes, it could, Don.
It could be back to what we were doing. I doubt it. Or it could be off to a world of G-rated fun. Can't spell fun without F-U. From Chicago, they're not the Chi Lights, the Shy Lights.
1 month ago today.
Were you happy as a lark?
I was happy as a lark.
Were you, my friend?
But now, I go for a walk.
Where?
To the movies, maybe to the park.
You have a seat on that same bench?
I have a seat on the same old bench.
Day after day.
To watch the children play.
Yeah, you know what?
You know tomorrow is their future.
But what's today?
But for me,
no.
Just another day.
Yeah, it's another day.
Right. They all gather around.
They know your name.
They seem to know my name.
They sure do.
We laugh.
Tell a few jokes.
That's good.
Just not the same.
It still doesn't ease my pain.
It doesn't ease my pain. I keep trying.
I know I can't hide from a memory.
Day after day I try.
Day after day I've tried.
And still I say.
I keep saying.
She'll be back. Yeah, but again today I've lied.
Again I've lied.
Straight on! Before and you seem to dig it.
I like this song. Yeah.
I got this CD of ABBA remixes with sound-alike bands.
Right.
About 3 hours ago, I played you a Boston sound-alike that did Waterloo.
Right, yep.
This is a combination of Bon Jovi and Def Leppard.
Right.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance on me.
Chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. It's got that Euro thing.
Yeah.
But listen, because right here, after they get past this, it gets rocky again. See, it's got that dee-dee-dee-dee. And then right here, then somebody adds some guitars. Here we go.
Yeah.
Right.
Let us know what you think.
Happy Friday.
45 minutes to cocktail hour.
Smash or trash, huh?
We can go dancing. We can go walking. As long as we're together. Listen to the music. Maybe just talking. Got to know you better.
Thank you. Full Metal Jacket when I hear that.
Me too. That's what's going on around here.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard about the burn. We've all selected some of the songs today. Some we all agree on, some we've selected. Here's one selected by
Michael Mirror Music. Oh,
sorry, wrong Mike.
Another Mike.
Michael Elston.
Burbank on the arguably decent Don and Mike show. Hope something good happened to you today. Now it's Friday night, date night, video rental night. Just hop into my rental car. It's the Ides of March in February on the Don and Mike show.
You. Did you write that down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. To the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby.
God in heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to Hollywood. But if you want to see the movie, you know I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know. In heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do.
Call 1-800 right now, 877-365-3636. Win the Apple iPod Infinity Radio.
Ready, Steve?
Arguably.
Andy?
Offensive.
Mick?
Arguably. Okay. Indecent.
Fellas.
But today, one great place to be.
Absolutely. We're having a fantastic time.
It's it. The ballroom blitz. And it's sweet. A JFK. Oh, what
at once.
Oh, yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was fighting. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the man at the back said, everyone attacked. And he turned into a ballroom trick. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want to watch it. And he turned into a ballroom trick. Ballroom trick. Ballroom trick.
Cents of dark drug.
Alright.
When I bought that one, sweet ball of flips. Don and Mike show, you know what's going on. Keith Weaver, Reno, Nevada. Keith gets the Apple iPod. Gift certificate to the iTunes Music Store, iTunes.com. Also, a digital camera, courtesy of Malcolm in the Middle, with the 100th episode of Malcolm in the Middle. Sunday night, starting at 9, 8 Central. Only on Fox.
That is a serious prize package.
And just a note from me to Joe Ardinger, a phone screener.
Mm-hmm. I know the rule is generally I before E, except after C.
Mm-hmm.
But the name Keith is spelled K-E-I-T-H.
I think he goes by Kite.
Kite.
See, when Joe brought the name down, it, mm-hmm. See how he spelled it?
Reading is fundamental, Joe.
There you go.
Write a graphical error.
We've done these contests today where we take a caller 100.
Right.
And we're
Joe's
not,
having a Friday.
We're not talking to anybody on the air because every call we've taken has been dumped out.
Right.
So it's I have to call back every time to Joe and go, hey, Joe, you got the winner?
I do.
That's what he
You
said.
Need the name?
I do.
Hey, who's eating Boston chicken?
I do. We have to break. And when we come back, we'll have about 10 more minutes. Buzz, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Rob, I know how you're doing.
Yeah.
But step up anyway, boy, because you're here.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're here. You're queer. You're on the show.
Straight as an arrow. And ready to perform to code. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
And today's whole show has been...
Hey, Don, how you holding up?
Mike, I'm fantastic.
Okay.
I'm feeling good. I'm energized.
Mm-hmm.
And energy is
surging.
Surging through my body right now as I think about our meeting on Monday with the lawyers at 11 o'clock.
Good for you.
I believe I'm going to have 24 Oreo cookies and how many scoops?
12 scoops of ice.
12 scoops
of
ice. And energy will surge through your body.
And then like you will play racquetball and then you will go to sleep.
And if I'm in the hospital, awaken me and feed me a cherry pie.
Very, very good.
Please you greatly.
Hey.
There you go. Now,
yes,
we got a break.
We do have to break. We could sit here and talk all day. Hey, that's what we used to.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, so if you're just getting in your car,
we've done a very special show today.
Okay. This is a one-day thing. Monday, the show will be back in some form.
If we were doing the news now with Buzz, it would be brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed, clinically tested. Duramax works. Call 1-888-TRY-V-MAX.
The Don and Mike Show. Music.
640. Here. 340 there. Dean Friedman right now.
Way on the other side of the Hudson.
I guarantee we're the only radio station in the world playing this record right now. Do you remember this, Mike? Ariel?
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Standing by the waterfall around this park. She was working for the friends of VAI. She was collecting waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in the rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said, hi, she said, I guess I am. Hey.
About sex.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
We're sorry. Well, before we end this special Don and Mike show,
I know you wanted to play something very special.
Good. Something that meant a lot to me.
Good. And that means something to you boys for you with your summer plans and all.
A lot of people have asked me during the day, what are my... Oh, shut up. I'm talking to him, not to you guys.
He's got another verse, but what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, you heard the part about bombs bursting in air. That's important. Anyway, how will I spend the night in my room contemplating our future in radio? But I'll be contemplating while speaking German. Dutchland Uberalas. And well, not just for me and for Mike, but for everybody.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Meara, Buster Bailey, Rob Speedwagon, Charlie Broy, Hill, Oranger, the Don and Mike Show,
Music. That's it. I mean, that's not it forever.
Now, we'll be back on Monday.
We're having a meeting with the lawyers on Monday.
Right.
Rob, we got to come in on Monday, even if... And let's face it, Mike and I have talked about the alternatives. It may be totally G-rated. It may be some hybrid of some other dumb radio format that's out there now.
But we will be back, and we will have a show for you, and you will be entertained.
We can love you free to love you Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 BTK.
Bye.